We are told the only thing certain in life are death and taxes, but there's one more. God. God's not a baby. God is a certainty. There's no question. There's no doubt. There's no here today, but not tomorrow. At least not on God's part. God's always here to call out to, pray to, reach out for. Now, if you feel like God's not close, maybe it's because you've created that distance, either by your own act, or by falling prey to the devil through weakness that's, at least up till now, you're not willing to confess. We learn in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God nothing will be impossible. John 5:25, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, we read, and God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. No question. When you reach out to God and ask for what is righteous, his rewards will nourish all of us. James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And in James chapter 4, verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God close to us, the devil blocked from us. Where's the difficulty in that choice? And when that connection with God is established by faith and through the study of his word, it is unbreakable. As we're told in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.